The end of Shin Tzadi Dalet. So we did the sif. We have to do the mishaburas on the sif. So he put the he lost the key. He made the shabin in Zion. I feel a little bit metallic, whether it's built or whether it's it means it's attached to the ground, or it is a mobile box, a box which can be moved around. Kamateva gedola, hamachzekas arboim saw, which can hold 40 saw. So we saw before in Shin Yud Aleph that a very large item, which can hold 40 saw, the contents is 40 saw worth of volume, gets it in as if it's like it's karka, even though it's not attached to the ground. So we're potentially dealing with a concept of binyan. So he built, placed the food of the Erev inside of this container. Okay. So there's two scenarios where it's lost. One scenario lost means you put it somewhere, you can't remember where you put it. Second scenario is you know where you put it, it's no longer there. So it's lost in that sense. So the first scenario that we gave, which Bruce is going to talk about seconds, that's a valid Erev still. Since the key is in its place, so there is a way to access this thing. You have a memory lapse, you can't remember where you placed it, but eventually you'll remember where you placed it, and you'll get the food. But the scenario where the key is actually gone, you know where you put it, it's not there anymore, so something happened to it, you don't know what it is, so you have no way to track it down. So that's where we have the problem. So the scenario over here was he knows where he put it. It's not there anymore. And he has no idea where it is. He doesn't know what happened and why it's not there.
Wouldn't you at that point assume it had been consumed?
The key?
Oh, the key or the...
Talk about the key. I'm a monach b'mekaymai el shachach b'ezim mokam hinicho. He put the key somewhere. It's there. As far as you know, it's in the place. He just pushed. He can't remember what that place was. Havi Erev, the Ovid, the Hu, the Minkra, because eventually people remember what happened to it. So that's called that the Erev is accessible, because eventually you remember where you put it, and you'll go get the key, open the box, and take out the food. So the problem is only in the first scenario, where the key is gone. So the key is gone, so now, so you can't get the food anymore, so it'll depend what level of actions are necessary to get inside of the box. And this happened kadam shechashecha, pirish kadam zman ben ashmoshes, the betchilas ben ashmoshes, kvar hoya obed mimenu. So during the whole ben ashmoshes already, it was already gone prior to ben ashmoshes, because if it had got lost during ben ashmoshes, we're makel, and we'll say that betchilas ben ashmoshes, it was kind of erev, and the loss of the key afterwards is irrelevant. So it's already lost prior to ben ashmoshes. So if the access requires Malacha Gemura, you have to break open the door or break open the box. So that's called being Seisar and Oil. Okay. So then it's not a valid Eruv. It's like the Erev is no longer available because practically you can't eat it.
Why isn't this in the Balkil?
It is. It is, potentially. That's called a Malacha. That's called, means if you have a Maisa, which beside the Maisa itself, potentially it's a Maisa which is Usher. That's a more chomerdika iser, and they're not going to be mata that ben ashmoshes. Even if you hold that in iser drabbanon is mutter ben ashmoshes according to Rebbe, but not such a chomerdika. If the mice is bets on the same mice, it just depends what your goal was. Mm-hmm. So that.
What do you mean? Depends what your goal.
Right. So the Gemara actually says that even the Gemara says even the Gemara says over there even a case where let's say there was bricks, the can the container it's contained in was made out of bricks, and they're not attached. They're not. There's no mortar. So that's not stira gemurta. Take them apart. But since it's a part of the stira gemurta, it's problematic. Okay, now, you're aleph.
What do you mean?
If you found the key on Shabbos in a place where there is it's transportable, that there's no malacha d'raisa involved in where the key is and where the migdal is, even if there be a malacha d'rabbanan involved, again we're working retroactively. Says, aha! Now we know that the key was over here, in a place where you could have theoretically only went over to Rabbanan to get it, or not over to Isser at all to get it to where the Migdal is. So now going back to Ben Shemashas, the key was around, and it was possible to get it there with only the Rabbanan, which according to Rabbi Shu's Rabbanan, you weren't going to Ben Shemashas. So theoretically, you couldn't move the key. You could have, yes, moved the key, and therefore they have reserve. Now that you found it in this place, we say that we realize that this was a place which would be not so hard to find. That the Harai, you found it. So we say it means it's like it was ready theoretically in place at the time of Ben Shemashas, that the key would have been, that the probabilities of the key is going to be found. Okay. 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 Fine. Simin Shin Tzadihe Din Birkus Erev Mitzah Lachzer Acher Shetufei Mavois, which means Eruv Echateris as well. So it's appropriate to try and create a Shetufei Mavois and Eruv Echateris because people tend to forget and carry. Therefore, since that's a good chance it's going to happen, and we have a way to generated that should be mutter, it's appropriate to try and do that. So the person would say the bracha, even a shetu mavu, so lashon is bracha of amitzes erev. Then he says, b'zeh ha-shituf yiyya mutter l'chol b'nei ha-movi l'hoitzi l'hachlis mechateris l'movi. And we handled about it. So this will allow us to carry from the Chateris to the Mavi and vice versa, and carry from the Mavi to the Chateris, even to the Batim, B'Shabbos. Emesai Varchalo, B'Shoshim Akabetz, Oysem Ibnei HaMavi, or B'Shoshim Azakal Lehem. So you make the bracha when you're gathering it, and the Mishnah Berurah said before that. Right, that you can do that at the beginning of the process of gathering it. In Simon Shin Samavav Sit Tezvav, Emes Samavarach B'Shosh Makabas Yisrael B'Mnei HaChotzer, Yisrael B'Shosh Mezakel Lehem. The Shabur said, in Kutn Pei Aleph, Shesarach Levarach B'Shosh Maschel L'Kabetz, B'loi K'shenigmer HaKibbutz. Because already, the mitzvah is already done. That's three quotes from the basically in the Bach. But he said the Chachamim said no, you really could, you can make a bracha afterwards, because even after you gather for everybody, you're mezaka all of the different items of different people to everybody else in the chotzer. So Ruma Shemalei Yehudi, each one contributed a role. So now after you have all the roles, you then you pick up the roles and you're mezaka Ruben's role to Shemalei Yehudi Yisachar Yisroelin. Mazaka Shimon's role to Ruvain and Levi Yehuda Sachar Zvulun, etc. So there's still the process which has to be done after you gather all of them. So that's how you make the bracha. Okay. So if he's gathering it, or b'shoshim mezakalem, in a scenario where he's giving his own bread instead and be mezakah to everybody else, so that's the moment when he makes the bracha. Makes the bracha, then he does mezakah. So therefore, the main moment of kinyan erev is not when he says b'hedein herubah or b'hedein shitufa, it's when he's mezakah to everybody. So that's the bracha she said prior to that. So the lack of bracha is not makke. Mitzvah lachzor pad yishchu early day iser tiltum, and the reason why that's true is because we're concerned that people will forget and come to carry without realizing. We have the same thing Shin Tam Vav. I have the same nusach over there. I don't call it over there, but it's not a raya because I don't recall a lot of things. Yeah, no, it doesn't say this last part. It says it. Doesn't say it's a mitzvah to do it. Says the main source for it over there is from the Tur over here. So it's a fair question to ask, like, why do we wait till Shin Sarihei to tell me that it's a mitzvah? Okay. But the Chama Taka says it in both places. Okay. All right. So, well, the mitzvah here we're talking about is making, there's before we discuss the mitzvah making the Ruvi Chatzeris, now we're discussing the mitzvah making Shetuv HaMuvuos. And we mentioned then that Reb Menashe Klein, when he went through his shub about making the Erev in Brooklyn, so one of the prefaces to the shub, it was a long series of shubas. One of the shubas, which were like the preface to the tshuva, he spoke about this concept. It's a mitzvah that brings some sefer. It holds that it's a mitzvah to, of the whole reason why there's a mitzvah to make an erev, because people might come to carry, and therefore we don't want them to carry b'yisr. So the same way there's a mitzvah to make a ruv chateris or shetuva mavuas, there's a mitzvah to make a tikkun around the makam. People shouldn't come to carry b'yisr. So that's some sefer's argument.
I mean, make a tikkun around.
You should make a tikkun around the city. Sorts of Pesach, fences, whatever it would take. You shouldn't close the city. People shouldn't come by mistake to carry b'iser. So the same thing over here. Okay. He's a big Talmud Chacham in Brooklyn. He wrote about 20 volumes of Tshuvas. Okay. We can ask Dr. Freeman about it after Shir. Okay. Mitzalachzor pen yishku b'yivol de isur tiltu. Beis, al mitzvah eruv, shagam al shitim shayach shem eruv. So the nusach is valid because the shitim is a form shem out meravin umshutofim kol chazer shem mavi b'yachad. So they all become unified into one thing. So that's the mice of eruv. We have the batim that this is going to allow us to carry from the chateris to the mavi, and from the mavi to the chateris, even to, from there to the bat. So we can't mean a mavuas from chateris to bat. So we're discussing shetuv mavuas, which allows you to carry from the mavi to the chatzir. What happens afterwards is not our headache. No.
Mekomakam ha'am of Warbasim and Shin Pezain, the same Chal Shita of Makam Eruv.
So it's about a case where the sheet of will replace the Erev and allow you to carry from the Seder to the Bat. So he brought the quote over there. Yes. Okay. Shosha Mekabetz. I only have a mission. Some of them. Mr. Burrus. I've gotten pay. Pay Alpha Bays. Shach Gam Lukan. Well, Berachu Olav. If you did it without making a bracha, who would then feel the Omer Olav Gam Kain Hanusach Shel Bezeh Hashituf Hanal. And the law is that, that it will be effective without the bracha and without even the declaration of Hidein Eruvah or Hidein Shitufa. If a person doesn't remember the whole nusach, it's better not to say anything at all. Saying partially might be worse than saying nothing. Saying nothing, we assume it's what you're doing it for. I mean, that's the person's intent. So he doesn't need an actual verbal declaration to make it work. But if he verbally declares half of the sentence, and not the other half, then we have to deal with the other half. Is clearly he's expressing sentiment and he didn't say the full thing. So he doesn't want the other half. So now it's already a problem of you can't say on the stomach that's a das. It was a das. Why didn't he say the whole thing? So you end up with a nusach which is not complete and which would not be valid. So it's better to say the whole thing or nothing. Okay. So at this point in time, we're going to start.